From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, just around the corner is the Man Up Conference. It's happening Friday and Saturday, September 13th and 14th. It'll start late Friday and early on Saturday, like most weekend conferences in that vein, at Calvary Church in Albuquerque on Osuna, west of Jefferson, the Man Up Conference, a first-time conference. In studio with us, Taylor Bronis is here, one of the leaders, one of the pastors at Calvary Church, and one of the leaders for Man Up on a regular basis. Taylor, thanks for taking the time.
Good to be here again.
Pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
Now, we kind of dropped this bomb last time you were in studio to talk about the Man Up event we had last. But let's walk through what the guys will be experiencing. First of all, one of the things we often talk about is that unique experience to hear hundreds of men coming together to worship their king.
Yes.
That's goosebumps, hair stand.
Nothing like it. And I don't say that hyperbolically. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Yeah. And, you know, these are people who should be leaders in our community, in our households, and elsewhere in our community. But just so powerful. So just that alone, guys, well worth the experience. Because you know, there's going to be giveaways and speakers we've had to bring in. Often Man Up and the things we've done, essentially, you know, it's free to attend. This is a little bit different. However, and I'm going to start with the ticket price, but then I want the listener to stick around to understand. Well, that's a smoking deal.
Yes.
It's only $10 to attend.
$10.
$10. So before you come to Man Up, you know, shake your couch, you know, go through the car, and you're there.
Exactly. And here's the deal. Inflation is killing all of us. Certainly it's in my wallet. But inflation, here's the deal. It's expensive. You can go buy a Starbucks, which probably, I think an average Starbucks drinks is like $6
yeah.
now. Spend a couple more. You get 2 days, three sessions, plus breakouts with some like world-class stuff. Like, I genuinely mean it when I say this may be the most important, most impactful $10 you can spend all year.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, there's really no reason not to be there. Not only be there, guys, and by the time Taylor and I are done, it's not going to be hard to convince you to attend and be a part of this. But consider who to bring with you. And as a matter of fact, since it's $10, pony up 20 and bring someone
yes.
with you. Treat someone else to this. Okay. Now let's start walking through, and what may attract people. I'm hesitating because every speaker here is stellar.
Yes.
We're going to start with in-house. Pastor Nate Heitzig is going to be talking to the guys. And listen, I don't know if either you or I really know exactly what Nate's going to be talking about. But I know he has a passion for this community.
Yes, he does.
And to serve this community. If I'm guessing, and I have no inside scoop here, right? Nate's going to make it clear, guys, that together we need to have an impact
yes.
Here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. Now, I'm not very familiar with Nathan Finocchio, other than he's the founder of Theos U. I'll let you go into more detail there, Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nathan Finocchio, so if you're on Instagram and maybe you're on the younger end of things, you've probably heard of him. And he's basically, so he worked at Hillsong for a while, but he started with some other friends and family. He started what's essentially an online seminary. Just because he's passionate about getting good theological education at an affordable price. So it's kind of one of those on-demand, affordable seminaries. He also has an extremely edgy sense of humor, which I appreciate because I have a very edgy, sometimes inappropriate sense of humor. So he also has like a meme account on Instagram that just kind of like pokes fun at just kind of church culture.
At us.
Kind of weird church culture.
Kind of holds up a mirror.
Exactly. Yeah. So he has a very edgy sense of humor, and I don't want to go into too much detail because I'd like there to be some suspense, but what I do know is the message that he's teaching is a very convicting, I think it's a needed word. I think sometimes, especially as men, sometimes we need a little bit of a kick in the rear.
Yeah.
And I think Nathan Finocchi is going to bring that. I really do. I think it's going to be a message that's going to smart a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think we need it.
I'll tell you, that reminds me of our late general manager, Chip Lusko. Whenever I would hear Chip speak, when he was done, I felt like, thanks, Chip.
I remember that. Yeah.
So looking forward to that with Nathan Finocchio, which, by the way, what I'm saying is Chip always brought it.
Yeah.
And
he always did.
Yeah. And our featured speaker at the event. Okay. Now, I know you had to do some homework, Taylor, to figure out who this was, but but I have grandchildren. So I'm going to guess anyone around my age is like, really? And what, the tickets are only $10 to see a speaker like this? Okay, so Daryl Strawberry, yes. For those not that familiar, it is the Daryl Strawberry we grew up watching in the MLB. And get this, you know, how many people get their jerseys retired from the team they played for, right? I mean, it's just you know, you do it too often, you run out of numbers,
yeah.
Right? Well, number 18 has been retired from the New York Mets. He played with the Mets and was a World Series champ there in 1986 with the Mets. And he's actually now a member of the Mets Hall of Fame. Also played with the New York Yankees, and guess what? Two World Series championships, 1996 and 1999. Now, just imagine... having a family member or a friend or someone you know, what a big deal that would be if you could say, my buddy was in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game every year from 1984 to 1991. Okay, that's, you know, and listen, we're talking about some serious skill when it comes to baseball. He was a big deal. If you didn't, you know, if you're young enough that you have no idea who Daryl Strawberry was. Also, going back to 1983 when he entered the league, the National League Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
Okay.
Right when he entered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So right off the bat, this guy's got game. Okay. And now that was in Major League Baseball. And, you know, you listen to some athletes speak, and it's like, well, that was kind of cool. But listen, he had game then, and we've both heard him. Now, some of our listeners have heard him with Greg Laurie on A New Beginning. Daryl's got game when it comes to speaking to men.
Yes, he does.
So there's plenty to look forward to there. Now that you've gotten educated a little bit, Taylor, young man, more excited than you were when you first heard the Daryl coming?
Absolutely. And so, again, I think $10.
Right.
$10.
Right.
You're getting three incredible keynote sessions. We're also going to have breakout sessions just with some really practical wisdom. How do you lead through adversity? We live in tough times. How do you be a leader? Like, practically, how do you do that? How do you deal with woke culture? We're going to be talking about that in some of these breakouts. There's a lot of... We are trying to pack out these 2 days as much as possible, which is, again, I think a really good value if the ticket was three, four, five times the price, but it's $10. It's $10.
And okay, so now we've heard about the speakers, the great worship that we expect, and I'm gonna go to some of the stuff you guys have prepared. I'm going to do my best Tim Allen here, okay?
Do it.
Okay, if you've never watched Home Improvement, then never mind. Anyway, so prizes.
Yes,
this is what I'm getting at here. Okay, testosterone here. okay, how about if you had on display in your man cave a New York Jets helmet with Broadway Joe Namath's signature on it? Okay, now again, young guy, did we need to explain who Broadway Joe is?
maybe asking for a friend, you could explain who Joe Namath is.
Yeah, so Joe Namath was, you know, part of that early, it used to just be the NFL. And then all of a sudden, they decided, you know, we need another league to compete against the NFL. They created the AFL. And eventually they decided, okay, now which league is better? We'll put them together in the NFL, and now we've got an NFC and an AFC. Joe Namath was part of the early days of the AFC when they at the end of the year said, hey, best of the NFC plays the best of the AFC, and they call that the Super Bowl. Okay, and in an early Super Bowl, the underdog New York Jets leader quarterback Joe Namath assured a win.
Wow.
You don't do that. I mean, to this day, you don't do that, but they won.
Wow.
And as far as I can remember, that was the last time the Jets won the Super Bowl. But a Joe Namath, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Broadway Joe.
Signed by Joe. I've seen it. It's a beautiful helmet.
Yeah. All right. Now, this might be more important than a Joe Namath helmet for some guys, okay? A Blackstone griddle.
Yes.
Now, I'm not that familiar with them because I'm a grill guy, but I guess the guys that like these griddles are loving this. So it's a man prize.
Yes.
Blackstone griddle, and then there's going to be other things, outdoorsy
stuff. Yeah, and again, yeah. You got to be there. If you buy a ticket, you are automatically entered in to win one of these prizes. And honestly, guys, these are really good prizes.
Okay, now I have no idea. You're not supposed to ask a question you don't know the answer to. Now, can guys? Are they able to buy raffle to get more, or is everyone's on equal standing?
Single entry.
Okay.
But everybody's got an equal chance.
All right. There you go. And it's only $10 to be a part of the whole weekend. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're talking about the Man Up Conference coming to Calvary Church, Albuquerque, on Osuna, west of Jefferson, Friday and Saturday, September 13th. And that evening will start at 5:30, and then on the 14th, things get underway at 9 a.m. And there's going to be food trucks for the event, so guys, prepare for that. $10 covers all the other stuff
that
we already talked about. Again, with the worship, we'll hear from Nate Heitzig of Calvary Church Albuquerque, Nathan Finocchio, founder of Theos U, and Daryl Strawberry. And I went through his resume. And if you're young enough that you don't know who that is, ask someone who's older, and they'll say, "Are you serious? You don't know who Daryl Strawberry is of the New York Mets?" So very cool. And Taylor, before we finish it up, I do want to throw it back to you. Just to make sure, you know, you've got that message for the guys as we prepare to just leave it and mic drop and get there.
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, we've talked about this before, Steve, but I really believe that men are going through an identity crisis in our culture. I think that the concept of masculinity in a biblical sense is under attack. I think culture wants to feminize men. And I just think what the Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians 16:13, this is kind of our verse for the conference. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. That is our heart. That is what men in this city, not just this city, this community need to do.
Yeah.
And culture wants to isolate us, pull us apart. Now more than ever, we need to get in a room together. We believe so much in this conference that we've made it affordable. So there's no excuse, and not just you go there, but get your friends, get your unsaved friends, get your friends who go to other churches, not just for Calvary. We want to fill this room with men. We want to get fired up, and then we want to be sent out.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said not just for Calvary. And we're speaking to listen, you may be listening. I'm guilty of doing it with other places, and where I hear about an event, I go, okay, they just want me to go so they can get me to go to their church instead of my church. Not interested in that.
Not at all.
If you're in a solid church, we're glad that
yes.
You're there.
Go back to that church after this conference, fired up, ready to do something
at
that church.
So if you want to find the details, you've been waiting and waiting. Steve, where do I get the details? Where do I buy a ticket? CalvaryNM.church. CalvaryNM.church. And listen, this segment of the show will be archived at abqconnect.online. You're welcome to go there, copy the URL, share it on your social media. Share the event via the website at calvarynm.church on your social media. If you're not going to bring someone, hopefully you will. Hopefully you'll do all of this. There's a great way. Just share the information. You don't want to go or have known about it and later have someone say, I totally would have gone to that, and be someone that you're like, that guy I would have loved to have had there. There, I think we've done it, Taylor.
I think we have.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.